I moved to Unalaska maybe 2 weeks out of college. I had been kind of studying journalism and hoping to get a job as a reporter. I interviewed for this internship in the Aleutian Islands where I'd obviously, you know, never been before, I'd heard of, and somehow I convinced them to hire me. So yeah, I was very, very early 20s. My eyes were super wide. I think I took the Testamina out from Homer. And I just remember getting off the boat and Alex Gutierrez meeting me at the dock and just thinking like, wow, what is this Middle Earth looking place where I have landed? It was exhilarating and overwhelming and like the most fun years I think you could ever hope to have, you know, in your early 20s.
Speaking of fun, you did an amazingly fun story about an explosives team that came to Unalaska to detonate a piece of World War II ordnance that had been found. And you actually got to yell fire in the hole and push the button.
Like, file under things you don't ever think you'll get to do as a reporter is just blow up a bunch of C4. Yeah, that was crazy. You always have to ask in those moments as a reporter, like, hey, can I do this really weird thing? Or, you know, can I touch that? Can I go in there? Whatever. You would be dumb to let that opportunity pass you by, but you kind of never think they're going to say yes and hand you the remote and let you blow stuff up. I have very vivid memories of Vic Fisher, the morning host, cutting that part of the story down to like a weird audio button that he would sometimes just play during the morning show. Like out of nowhere, it would just be me yelling fire in the hole. That was weird, but it was really funny. So I give him a lot of credit for doing that because it's one of the awesome things about KUCB. You hear Morning Edition, you hear like Slayer and Carly Rae Jepsen in the morning. That's a dated reference. I'm sure it's something new and cool and poppy that has taken her place, but yeah, it was pretty sweet.
As we've been working on this KUCB anniversary project, we've been hearing a lot of the really fun and quirky stories from our archives. But I also think it's really valuable and interesting to remember some of the harder stuff. So I wonder if you could tell me about some of the reporting that challenged you.
Well, covering Shell's like Arctic oil campaign was really... it was like my first introduction to kind of like hard news reporting. I had done a little bit of it before I moved to Unalaska, but you had what was basically an environmental story, but also a business story. And then it was deeply local because they were using, you know, our port as the jumping off point for this multi-million dollar campaign that had the potential to totally transform the oil industry. If they had hit pay dirt up there, who knows what it would have looked like, you know, now. I can't believe it, 7 years later. Oh my gosh, I like struggle to describe it. It seemed like every day there was like another story breaking. Unfortunately, they had a lot of things go wrong. There were some accidents and incidents at port that we covered. I remember hearing about the stuff like on the police scanner and racing down to the harbor to figure out what was going on when one of their smokestacks backfired on a drilling vessel. They lost control of the Noble Discoverer in port. I was like at home making a sandwich, and I remember Stephanie Joyce's partner at the time calling me and saying, hey, you should probably get down to the beach. We hear that there's like a boat that's approaching shore and it's getting pretty close. So I went down there thinking it was probably a fishing boat or something. And then I see this like giant oil derrick looming over the post office. I mean, didn't take long to figure out something had gone really wrong. They had dragged anchor in, you know, a little bit of a windstorm and kind of wound up nosing the beach. So it seemed like it was a never ending, just like a never ending supply of stories. But there was this huge, you know, overarching high stakes narrative that we had a front seat to. And yeah, as a journalist, like what more can you ask for?
Beyond doing reporting for the community and for the region, you and your newsroom also wrote this kind of unexpected national essay about the dating world of Unalaska. How did that come about?
Literally, we were all just sitting around and making fun of this Washington Post story, which, like, sorry to the people who wrote it, but, you know, if you've spent any time in rural Alaska, it was like a Mad Libs of cliches about what it's like to be there, what it's like to date. So we were kind of lovingly shredding it. And I was still an intern at the time. And I remember saying, like, wouldn't it be funny if we did our own version of it? And this is a testament to how awesome Alex and Stephanie are. They were like, hell yeah, let's do it. So we pitched it to The Hairpin, which is this dearly departed women's interest blog / literary thing. We sent it to them and they were like, yes, absolutely. You want to talk to us about what it's like to date in this bizarre corner of America that we only know through Deadliest Catch? Like, have at it. And it was super fun to write. I remember we all took it probably too seriously. I remember sitting around and doing like group edits in my living room. It is, I just don't know how many other newsrooms in America would like let their intern spearhead a confessional essay about what it's like to date in rural America. But it's one of my favorite clips.
I also want to ask you about your life in Unalaska, you know, outside of writing and reporting. What was your time here like?
I was like a real indoors kid, kind of nerd before I moved to Unalaska, and I discovered this love of hiking and running of all things that I just did not know I had within me. I did the Summer Bay half marathon a couple times and I didn't die. It really got under my skin, and I still do all of that stuff. I still run, I still hike. I love to get out on the water when I can. And one of my fondest memories is the day that I decided that I was going to stay in Unalaska and transition from being an intern to being a full-time reporter. I went out on a tubing trip. We like put on dry suits and we went like tubing around the island, which was ridiculous. I still have photos of it. I look super dumb, but very, very happy. And I just don't get to do stuff like that anymore, obviously. Like, no one does once you leave Unalaska. It's part of the magic of that place. So yeah, I don't know. It just turned me into this like weird kind of adventure-loving person that I didn't know I could be. I'm really grateful for that.